At the end of the season of Christmas, I reminded you that ordinary time is not a time we relax and do nothing. It is a time we live our faith as Christians and as Catholics. And in today's gospel, Jesus Christ begins his sermon on the Mount. And during this season of ordinary time, in the next few weeks, we'll be hearing from this long, wonderful sermon of Jesus Christ called the Sermon on the Mount. And what I want to do in these next few weeks is to preach on social justice, kind of like a mini-series on social justice. Because the Sermon on the Mount teaches us how to live with one another in the community. It teaches us how to be brothers and sisters created in the image and likeness of God. Jesus begins the Sermon on the Mount with the Beatitudes. A beatitude is an exclamation of joy. So when you look at all the different beatitudes in today's gospel, blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the merciful, blessed are the poor. And the Greek adjective, makarios, which is translated as blessed, actually means godlike joy. It is not the kind of joy that the world gives. It is a joy that is from heaven. It is a joy that Jesus Christ promises us in the gospel. The joy that is complete. The joy that no one can take away from us. We do not receive this joy through material possessions. Riches do not give us this joy. This joy comes from living for each other. It comes from loving one another. This joy comes from reaching out to your brothers and sisters created in the image and likeness of God. This joy is radical love for Christ. This radical love for Christ is symbolized by how we treat each other. As Jesus Christ tells us in the gospel, whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do to me. Jesus' ministry was that of reconciling us with the Father. But that wasn't all that it was to the ministry of Jesus Christ. In fact, he made as a centerpiece of his ministry, reaching out to those who are in need, the oppressed, those in prison, declaring the Lord's year of favor. When poor people or those who were in need were brought to him, Jesus Christ did not just say to them, "Go, you will have a better life in heaven." The gospel tells us that he reached out to them in pity. He was moved with pity. And he reached out and he helped them. When he saw the 5,000 that were hungry, he did not say to them, "Go home and die of starvation and then you will have enough food in heaven." But he reached out to them. The gospel tells us he was moved with pity and he fed them. The Beatitudes teach us how to live in communion, how to be in communion with each other. We were made in communion, and we are called to live in communion. In the book of Genesis, God said, "Let us make man in our own image and likeness." Let us. The three persons of the Trinity were present in creation. That's how we were made. And God saw that it was not good for man to be alone. He gave him a helper. And from these two parents, from these parents, we are born. We are made for communion. That's what God calls us to be in communion with each other. Let us make man in our own image. Each one of us, every human being in the world, is created in the image and likeness of God. It is the same God who created man that created woman. It is the same God who created the poor that created the rich. It is the same God who created the sick that created the healthy. It is the same God who created gay people that created straight people. It is the same God who created your uncle who is an alcoholic that created you who don't even drink at all. We are all created in the image and likeness of one God. Because we are all created in the image and likeness of one God, we are all children of God. We have the dignity to call ourselves the children of God. Each one of us has that dignity as a person and as a child of God. For that reason, we need to be in communion with each other. When somebody becomes poor, his or her dignity as a child of God and as a person is not taken away. Someone who is an alcoholic doesn't lose his or her dignity as a child of God, as a person created in the image and likeness of God. For that reason, we must always respect each person. We must always reach out to love. When we see anyone in need, we must always reach out to them. Because we are all God's children. Because we are all created in the image and the likeness of one God. The Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Jesus is interested not only in spiritual poverty, he is also interested in economic poverty. In fact, in the Gospel of Luke, Luke doesn't even mention the phrase in spirit. He said, blessed are the poor. We must work as Christians to remove any structure that perpetuates poverty in the world. Yet in this beatitude, Jesus Christ is calling us to be dependent on God. The poverty that exists in the world is because so many people are greedy and they accumulate all this wealth while many are suffering. And usually, they do this because they want to feel financially secure. But as Christian people, we must realize or we must recognize that true security comes from God. We must be dependent on God. As St. Augustine teaches us, the extras we have are entrusted to us to keep for the poor. We are stewards of our riches. We do not own them. We are only stewards of our riches for the poor. So that we have to constantly reach out to those who are in need. We must help those who are poor, those who are suffering in our society. Blessed are those who mourn. We must not turn a blind eye on those who are suffering. We must always identify with other people, again, because we are all children of God. We must identify with their joys, with their sorrows, with their pains, with their sufferings. We can't ignore them. Just because it doesn't directly affect us doesn't mean we shouldn't care. Because it affects one of our brothers and sisters created in the image and likeness of God, it affects us. So we must care about the welfare of others. Blessed are the merciful. The Catholic Catechism, or the Baltimore Catechism, teaches us about the corporal works of mercy. To feed the hungry, to give drink to those who are thirsty, to clothe the naked, to visit those in prison, to visit the sick, to bury the dead, to provide shelter to those who are homeless. These are the corporal works of mercy that as Catholics we are required to do. They are not suggestions. We have to reach out to those who are sick and visit them, to those who are in prison. We don't reject them because they're in prison, because they've committed a crime. No, we still reach out to them. We need to bury the dead where the parishioner dies. We show up at the celebration of the liturgy because we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. It's not only the affair of the family. When a parishioner dies, the whole church should be here to celebrate their life. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the peacemakers. We are all called to work for peace in the world. As a famous quote says, peace is not the absence of war, but it is the presence of justice. Wherever there are structures of injustice, we must fight as Christians to remove them. We just can't ignore them. We have to work for peace in the world. Peace not only in our country, but everywhere in the world. That's what Jesus Christ calls us to do. We must not support any form of dictatorship around the world just because they are our allies. There are problems now in the Middle East, in Egypt, in Yemen. Those dictatorships are our allies. Do we sit quiet passively? Or do we work for peace, for freedom, for democracy, an end to dictatorship in that region of the world? When Jesus calls us to test for righteousness, he's calling us to stand for justice everywhere in the world. Justice everywhere in the world. George Bush said some years ago, freedom is not America's gift to the world, but it's God's gift to humanity. We must match that with our actions. We must work for justice everywhere in the world. We must not sit passively and say these people are allies and support their dictatorships while they continue to oppress their people. That's what Jesus Christ challenges us to do. Jesus challenges us to test for righteousness, to test for justice everywhere in the world, to reach out and help those who are in need. We are all brothers and sisters. We are all children of God. We are all created in the image and likeness of God. For that reason, whatever happens anywhere in the world is our business. We must work to end injustice in our nation and everywhere in the world. For a challenge this week, I'm going to ask you this week for your challenge to actively respond to the crisis in the Arab world today. What I'm going to ask you to do is, you might do this, maybe a phone call to your representative, maybe a letter to your representative, but we can't sit passively and call on them to work for justice, to work for democracy in that part of the world.